How to predict your predictions. This brings us to Sir Dr. Professor Karl Raimund Popper's attack on historicism. As I said earlier, this was his most significant insight, but it remains his least known. People who don't really know his work tend to focus on Popperian falsification, which addresses the verification or non-verification of claims. This focus obscures his central idea. He made skepticism a method. He made of a skeptic someone constructive. Just as Karl Marx wrote in Great Irritation, a diatribe called The Misery of Philosophy in response to Proudhon's The Philosophy of Misery, Popper, irritated by some of the philosophers of his time who believed in the scientific understanding of history, wrote, as a pun, The Misery of Historicism, which has been translated as The Poverty of Historicism. Recall from earlier how Al-Ghazal and Averroes traded insults through book titles. Perhaps one day I'll be lucky enough to read an attack on this book in a diatribe called The White Swan. Popper's insight concerns the limitations in forecasting historical events and the need to downgrade soft areas such as history and social science to a level slightly above aesthetics and entertainment, like butterfly or coin collecting. Popper, having received a classical Viennese education, didn't go quite that far. I do. I'm from Amiens. What we call here soft historical sciences are narrative-dependent studies. Popper's central argument is that in order to predict historical events, you need to predict technological innovation, itself fundamentally unpredictable. Fundamentally unpredictable? I'll explain what he means using a modern framework.